Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Y'all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And Rick mentioned the drivers are really aggressive, really dangerous and careless behind the wheel. And the problem is, sometimes they're behind you. And when they're behind you and they ride your tail, it can be really dangerous. So a couple of days ago, I was going to the big city, and nobody was behind me. Two lanes, one lane each way, one lane going, one lane coming. And 55-mile-an-hour zone, I'm just doing 55. And out of nowhere, this guy's right on my rear bumper. And so I didn't think he saw me because he must have been flying. And so I tapped my brake to just show him my brake lights. And then he swerves. He swerves because he thinks that he's going to crash into me. And I raised my fist so he could see it through the rear window. Like, really? You want to do this? And then I shook my finger as if a school teacher were disciplining, you know, a child in the 1950s. Like, no, 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 don't do that. And then he put his foot to the floor, passed me on a double yellow line, flew in front of me, almost nicks the front of my car because he pulls in too fast, and takes off. Now, if the guy had his four-way flashers on, I'd think, geez, you know, it must be an emergency. And I would have moved over. But I wasn't doing anything that was preventing him from obeying the traffic ordinances. But I happen to find some jerk like this every single time. No exaggeration. Either on my way to Springfield or on my way back. It's always a truck. It's always some jerk in a truck with a load that's not tied down, or a truck with a trailer, and I'm approaching where he's trying to pull into the road, and he waits and waits and waits until it's too late to pull out in front of me, and then he pulls out in front of me. And then he goes slowly because he's got this big load, and then he turns off, you know, a mile later. That's the kind of nonsense that happens every time I go to Springfield. And the last time was just a couple days ago. And I had our son and Mrs. Finelli in the vehicle, and it was getting near quitting time in the afternoon. And I said, I really don't want to be in Springfield. These people are just too crazy. I'm not interested in being crashed into because these guys are on their phone. And that's what I'm seeing. I am seeing people driving through the Walmart parking lot on their phone, pulling into the Walmart parking lot, getting into their vehicle from Walmart, and starting to leave, and they're on their phone trying to get out of the parking lot. They are not paying attention. And I got to tell you, I don't know what my reaction is going to be if the vehicles that I try to maintain to keep in perfect running condition, if somebody crashes into my hard work, I don't know what I'm going to do. I may decide to tune up them and their vehicle. You know, help them. I may. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I keep a half-inch breaker bar, 25 inches long, right next to my hand when I'm driving. It's right along the seat. I mean, I'm not holding on to it. But it's the first thing I can reach on the way out of the driver's seat. I'm annoyed. It's crazy. It was never like this. It's dangerous. Rick, is it, you're at a severe disadvantage because you're driving a sports car that's low And you don't have the vertical visibility in a Datsun 280Z.
Yeah, there are two kinds of drivers out there when I drive my Z. The ones that respect my old car as being priceless and classic and honor the fact that I'm driving an old car and give me the respect of being safe around me. And then there are those that don't care about anything but what they're doing. And that's what I've noted. It's interesting. And so I drive my 280Z less and less because they're more and more of the latter drivers. And I've noted that, and I don't want to put my Z or myself at risk. And the kinds of people don't give a darn about who you are, or what you're trying to do. And age, there's no respect for age with the new generation. I've got a grandson that is, I'm disappointed in the way my daughter raised him, because he should not be like that, where he could disrespect someone my age, even if I'm wrong.
You know, I have never, never have I ever raised my voice to either of my parents, even if I thought I was right.
Well, if I did that, I would have been slapped across the room. My father wouldn't tolerate it. When we sat at the table, you know, there are four of us for dinner or breakfast, and we always ate together. That was different than what's today, where everything's on the fly. It's a different universe. It's a different world. It's different rules. And value systems aside, I can complain, but I have to live with it.
Well, that's something that I've heard a lot of seniors say. Well, it's the way of the world. That's the way it is today. You just have to, you know,
there's no respect.
With
like
it.
China, you always respected your elder because they had to go through more bullshit than you did. It isn't that you knew better. You don't, actually. And value systems aside, there's a need for respect for age. Just the fact that they've had to go through that much more than you have. And so that part has been lost in the Gen X generation, and you can see it in the way they drive and the way they behave in stores. Just in public. It's a new world, and everybody is angry. And this is not a good, healthy way of being. And I don't know what to do. I long for a more simple life. And even my life has gotten more complicated in what I'm trying to do and get accomplished. It's like a war zone.
Our son works on vehicles. People found out that, you know, he knows what he's doing as a mechanic. And I trained him as a mechanic. So he is he's had some formal training at the university. But for the most part, it's things that I've taught him and things that he's learned on his own. So he's beyond a shade tree mechanic. He has diagnostic tools and lots of specialized tools. I'm talking about tools to work on front wheel hubs, engine tools for compressing piston rings, valve installation tools, valve keeper tools. I mean, all kinds of brake tools, a lot of tools. And most of them he bought they're either new or used, whichever was a better tool for the money. And so people show up with their vehicles, and I got to tell you that the young generation does not understand that you need to change the oil. They don't understand that. So to compensate for their ignorance, automobile manufacturers will tell you when you need to change the oil, because people, and then they don't think it, they think it's just a hint that you need to change your oil, but they don't. So they'll go 20, 30, 40, 50, 100% more miles than the vehicle was intended to go before an oil change. So they're destroying their vehicles. They are. I know of a situation where a person, the oil light came on a vehicle, and the person said, "Well, I guess I should check the oil, you know, soon," and didn't, and kept driving it, and the engine blew, because that oil light meant no oil pressure, none. Boom, new engine time. Seriously. So there's a lot of things that people don't know. And one thing that people don't know is they don't know that they need to read the manual that came with the vehicle to tell them how things work, because they don't know. Sometimes it's hard just to figure out how to use the controls on the dashboard to turn the heat up or down, because, well, there's left heat, there's right heat, and then there's the air conditioning compressor, and then there's the defrost, and then do you want heat to come up, down, out the vents, or a combination thereof? I mean, it's really more complicated than it used to be, which was, do you want the fan speed on low, medium, or high? Pick one. And do you want the temperature hotter or colder? Just slide this lever or turn the knob. That was it. And it worked great. Not anymore. Now it's a computer. Now it's a computer that tells you. And even a car that's 15 years old, if some cars, if you have a seat that folds down in the back, like in a station wagon or a SUV, and you can fold the seat down, and if it's not folded down, a light will come on the dashboard telling you that the seat's not locked. That's a lot of computer sensors to figure all this out. So we have built a monster that we can't live with. And even Scotty Kilmer talks about new cars. They are not replaceable. There's no room for
a lot different than that go-kart.
Okay. So our son was our son said, "Hey, you want to come out in the shop?" It was late last night. He was working late. When I say late, I mean like 9 o'clock. And so we went out into the garage, and he had a car apart. And all his customer wanted was to replace the headlights. Okay, so it had these headlights that are these clear plastic acrylic headlights, and they were so cloudy they didn't work. So this is just replaced two headlights on a large American-made SUV. So I went into the shop, and the bumper's off. Okay, so everything from the hood down that was exposed, all the exposed surfaces from the hood down, were removed from the front of this SUV. Now, the hood came down to the top of the headlights. So it wasn't like the hood came down, you know, grill and hood combined, no. So what happened was this one piece of plastic, the front bumper cover, it's plastic, came off. And this thing was at least 30 inches tall, at least, almost 3 feet tall. And the full width of the car from the tip of the front wheel around the front to the tip of the other front wheel. This thing was huge. It would be hard to carry this piece of plastic. And when you take this off, then you can replace the headlights. So I looked it up. What does it cost to replace the headlights on a GM Arcadia? $388 each. Now, with tax, that's the estimate on RepairPal on the Internet. We're talking $400 with tax each. $800 to replace two headlights. I'm not exaggerating. And it's hours, hours and hours of removing parts to do this. We have allowed this monster to continue. And people will look at these cars and say, "Now that's cool. That's really, really neat." Just try to repair one. Just try to find the water pump. Just try.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so Rick, I just thought I'd floor the class here. So I looked up, what is the cost to replace a water pump? I just picked that out of the air during the last segment. For a Chevrolet or General Motors Arcadia, it's an SUV. It's a large SUV.
The new one.
Yeah. Well, 2008. I just picked 2008. Replace the water pump on a 2008 Arcadia is between $588 on the low end to $799 on the high end.
A water pump?
A water pump. Now, what? Yes, I'm very serious. I just looked
it
up.
That's crazy.
Well, okay, let's say something else. So how about, I know for a fact that you have replaced windshield wiper blades, and I know for a fact that you bought refills. Not that we've ever talked about this. We've never talked about this, but I know for a fact that you've replaced windshield wiper blades on your Datsun 280Z.
Yeah.
And you used to be able to buy windshield wiper blade refills. And you could get two of them for like 99 cents to $1.99 for both of them.
Okay? That's right.
Okay. And yes. And you could, and it would take maybe 2 minutes each. Maybe. Probably like 1 minute for both. Okay. So today on that 2008 GMC Arcadia, to replace the windshield wiper blades, if you hired somebody and you brought it to a guy to do it, between $56 and $89.
That's unbelievable.
Well, it's the truth.
So, that's Mopar. That's the concept of designed obsolescence over DeLorean and the concept of making it the best you can so it never wears out.
When you replaced the windshield wiper blades or the refills on your Datsun, it had a stainless steel windshield wiper. We won't call it a refill. We'll talk about the metal part. Okay, that was stainless steel. Now some of them were anodized black, some of them were painted black, and some of them were less stainless steel looking. Okay, so you kept that part. All you did was replace the rubber part for either $1 or $2. Okay? Not anymore. Now you replace the whole wiper assembly, not the arm, but the blade, the stainless steel or the plastic, whatever it is. You replace that whole thing now. Actually, replace both of them if it has to, and it's way, way more expensive. So we're filling our landfill not with rubber parts that can decompose, but with plastic parts that can't. And we don't recycle them; we just throw them in the trash, right? I mean, that's what Americans do. We throw them in the trash. So I just wanted to share with the class, if you buy a new car, I'm going to say it very gently, you have more money than brains. You have no idea what you're doing. And 28% of new vehicles do not come with a spare tire. 28%. So what do you do? So do you think you're ever going to get a flat? Have you ever gotten one? Or I don't know anyone who hasn't gotten one. Everyone's had flat tires. It just happens because there are jerks on the road that let nails fall out of their pickup truck beds. People don't strap loads down. There's all kinds of bits of sharp objects in the road. We get flats all the time. We get so many flats that we have our own tire changing machine and our own wheel balancer. And we have all the wheel. We probably have 100 pounds of wheel weights brand new here at the farm. We have tire patches that are 3 inches in diameter. So you take the tire off and you use a tool, and we have the tool that grinds off the rubber so it's flat, and then we have the rubber cements, the different kinds of cements, to put the tire patch in the inside of the tire. Why? Because we get so many flats. Why do we get flats? Because of carelessness. Is it our carelessness? No. It's carelessness of everybody around us. And so that's why I keep saying that we're going down, and it's the sum of all individual stupidity and all individual greed. There are a bunch of Amish guys working on a roof at a business. And you know they're Amish because they wear these wide-brimmed hats and they all dress the same. Looks like they got together and said, okay, we're going to wear the same thing we wore yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before, and we're going to look just like that, and we got this job, we're going to go up on the roof, and we're going to put this new roof on, and don't worry about the nails because we don't have rubber tires that are inflatable. We just have these hard rubber tires that don't get flat. So just sweep the nails right off into the parking lot. That's what they did. So if you wonder why you're getting flats, that's just one tiny, tiny, tiny example. Because of carelessness. Well, they don't care about flats because they don't get flats. Because they don't have pneumatic tires. We'll be back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You- USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following a rare evening hearing, the debate on articles of impeachment against President Trump has resumed on Capitol Hill. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee accusing the president of abusing his power and obstructing Congress. Republicans say otherwise. Republican Representative Matt Gaetz telling the Democrats on the panel,
I don't know any political party that doesn't think when the other side's in the White House that they abuse power, they do too much. I got a lot of constituents that think Barack Obama abused his power, but you know what? We didn't do this to the country. We didn't put him through this nonsense and this impeachment.
Reports of a possible trade deal with China, the Wall Street Journal reporting the U.S. is agreeing to not impose tariffs that were scheduled to begin this Sunday if the Chinese agree to purchase more U.S. goods. The Dow's been up over 300 points in early trading today. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Rick, when we were growing up, if you wanted to get a pair of shoes or sneakers, you'd go to the shoe store and there'd be a guy there.
There was only one place. There was Penny's. There was only one kind of tennis shoe.
Huh? But
that
but there
all
was some...
changed shortly. I don't even know what to buy for tennis shoes now because there's cross trainers, there's deck shoes, there's the, you know, it's... it's way more complicated today.
Well, I tried. I tried a couple days ago to buy a pair of sneakers, you know, all-purpose sneakers for the farm. And all I could... People are not buying sneakers based on durability. I want durable. I want ones that I can, you know, hop on the tractor if I want, or I can, walk around and not have things poke through the bottom.
Well, some are made from leather. They used to make them out of leather.
And they last 10 years.
Yeah. Or not, because I played tennis, but, you know, I would wear the toe out because of the way I would serve my tennis ball on the court by dragging my toe. But, you know, it was pennies. Pennies with and/or Sears had tennis shoes, and that's it. And there was only one kind of tennis shoe. And today, it's completely different in terms of tread, holes, gripping soles, height of the tennis shoe. You know, you said a deck shoe is different now than, working on a ship, what they call a deck shoe for working on a ship's deck.
Right, right.
It's complicated.
Well, you know, I was at Academy. I think it's Academy Sports or just Academy. I don't know. Great big box store, and they had aisle after aisle after aisle after aisle of sneakers, and they had all different flavors. You know, there was long
and colors now too. It used to be white. Now they're different stripes and this, and it's crazy.
Right, right, and so I left without any. So I actually went to the clearance section because I thought, you know what? What I'm interested in, I don't see. Maybe they've had some left over that nobody wanted because they're made out of leather. And they literally had a pair of boots. They were not my size. That were half price, but they were leather. I mean, they must have been, discarded stock or something, or hidden stock. And somebody said, "What are these? Never saw anything like this before." And they were made out of leather, and they were like $59 or something, but they weren't my size. And I would have bought those because they were durable. But I don't think we're buying things we're not even considering durability now.
And they never have your size. That's the one thing that's missing. They have.
Yeah. I wanted size 10, and they had 9.5, and they had 10.5, and 11.5, and 12.5, and 7.5, but they didn't have 10. I made the comment, and I think it kind of wasn't very polite. I said something like, I saw these red, really weird red color sneakers. Like, who would wear these? Who would wear these? Well, that would be somebody running down the street with a TV. That's who would be wearing these. I didn't make any friends, at this store, and my wife was looking at me like, why do you look like that? I said, I'm taking it all in. I'm stunned.
It's a changing world.
Well, I saw this Yeti coffee cup, and I'm looking at this coffee cup, and I'm thinking, gosh, that looks kind of nice. $40 for a coffee cup. That's not for a set. That's for one. And yeah, it was better than the average Chi-Com coffee cup, but it wasn't 10x better.
What is that accent that you have where you pronounce it coffee?
Coffee?
No, you say coffee. Coffee.
Coffee.
C-O. Coffee. Yeah, I noticed that.
That is a Cosa Nostra accent.
I would tell you. Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just before we, you know, during the planning meetings, that's, you know,
get
that coffee.
There it is.
But after, you know, after we'd have those planning meetings, then we'd have to retire for a couple weeks. You know, relax. You know, go to another state, you know, put our feet up, relax, and act like we're somebody we're not. Yeah, that's what we do.
It's an interesting new world. Brave new world. I am amazed and appalled both. It's just... And the language, the dialogue, the new slang, the new hip, the new, I don't know, I guess this is me getting old.
When I send someone an email, it's one line per sentence, okay? And I skip a line for the next sentence. And I try to make it very simple. Each sentence is short, to the point, complete, and I don't leave out vowels or words or adjectives or adverbs or verbs or nouns. Like, they're all in there. That's the way I try to communicate.
But what's an emoji then?
Well, I have never used one. And the reason is, I have a lexicon that is large enough to say, you know, I know the word unhappy. I know the word happy. I don't need to have a picture to denote my mood. And class, let me tell you this. There are these perverts that are watching and recording everything that you say. And your emojis are telling them more about what you're saying than you've already said. So why would you do that? Now, I have a suggestion. So just to confuse these parasites, I think that if you do a search, let's say you're doing a search on something that you think is important, you might want to precede that by doing a search on potatoes, green potatoes, old potatoes, moldy potatoes, pheasants, turkeys, trees, leaves, and then insert, you know, the thing that you want, so that when these parasites are trying to figure out what you're looking at, well, they get confused because you're looking at so many things. And that is exactly why I am dragging my feet, resisting every aspect of this "you will comply." I'm resisting it. So when I have to fill out a tax form, I make up my own. Now, I comply because I know that if I'm one of these guys that says I'm not going to pay taxes, those guys are going to come and hunt me down and steal my farm. So I comply, but I make up my own forms. And then they come back and they say, no, you're going to have to use this. No, you didn't use our form. And I send it back and I say, no, I already submitted this. See, it's already been submitted. I send them back the same form. And if they tell me I didn't sign it right in the box, I'll sign it again, the same way I signed it the first time. Okay, and you know what? They give up.
So my doctor has a little form that I'm supposed to fill out when I come in to see him to determine whether or not I'm losing my mind. They call it, I don't know what that is, it's something about cognitive measuring to see how cognitively aware I am or something. And what I normally do now is I answer, are you this way or that way? And I check all the boxes, and then I write a little note saying, get a grip. It short circuits everything.
Well, I've been asked the same questions. Nurse will say, okay, you know, this is your annual checkup, and, you know, these are these questions.
They're checking to see if you're getting senile.
Yeah.
Why? They'd like to put you on meds and in a corner somewhere so that you're on a recurring prescription that they don't have to bother with, which causes them to still make income.
Right,
I've had enough of medicine, and now the opiate crisis that's a national is depicting exactly what the real problem is.
So the question, do you ever feel angry? You know, that's one of the questions I get asked. Oh, what do you mean? Do I ever feel angry? Well, do you ever feel angry? That's the same question, right? You mean like on April 15th? Tax day?
Who's the president of the United States today? And I will say, get a grip.
Yeah. Well, my father was asked who's the president, and he said Abraham Lincoln. And then he said, George Washington. And then the doctor said, he's not the president. He said, so my dad said, well, yes, he was. He was a president. So, you know, it depends on, even my dad didn't want to answer these questions. Who's the president?
Yeah.
He knew who the president was at that time.
And they're set up by some person trying to stall you in the waiting room so that they can take four patients per hour rather than one.
Right, except in Norm Shealy's practice, they take one per hour.
And
you know, and
if
I'll
booked
go
on to, at 10 o'clock, I'm lucky to see my doctor at 10:45.
Right.
I'll sit in that waiting room a good 45 minutes waiting for my appointment. And my doctor is a Seventh-day Adventist. What is wrong with medicine?
Have you ever been fired by a doctor?
He tried to fire me. The last time I went in, he, oh, your blood pressure is 151 over 86. I'm going to have to put you on meds. And I said, I refuse the meds. I might have to fire you then. I said, cuff me. And I dropped it to 129, just like that. And he had nowhere to go with that. Now, one size does not fit all. We're all different. And it's not about age relative to what the AMA says is the standard blood pressure that you're supposed to have. Further, they always want to cuff you right after you just came in right out of the streets with traffic.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly, and they have you walk down the hall, and they're in a hurry, so they transfer their
so they
urgency.
Have an excuse to be able to have a leverage on you for not being well.
Right, right, and they always weigh me. They always weigh me.
Yeah,
and I always say the same thing: is are you checking my IQ? Is that what this? This display has, you know, like,
yeah.
Is that what this is for?
And then the dissonance test, you know, to see if you're cognizant or you're losing it or you're getting, you know, dementia. I actually like Uncle Fester's response to his new girlfriend. Her name is Dementia. Oh, man. The whole thing's nuts out there. And it's all aimed toward putting you in a box and putting you off in a corner with your car, with your medicine, and with your food.
Did I ever tell you that I called Walmart to ask them about applying for a job at a Walmart supercenter? Did I ever tell you that?
No. Oh, yeah. Yes, you did. But go for it. This is a good story. Walmart is now changing. I don't know if you've noticed. Their prices are no longer the cheapest. What they have is very poor fruit and produce. I will not buy my fruit or produce from Walmart anymore because none of it is good.
All right. We'll be right back. We'll give Walmart the credit they deserve when we come back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So one day I had a little spare time and I thought that I would amuse myself. So I looked up the telephone number of a Walmart supercenter, and I dialed the number, and I got the gal at the control tower. And I said, I'd like to, and this is a little bit of research and a little bit of amusement combined. So I said, I'd like to talk to someone about applying for a job. And she said, well, you'll have to go online or come into the store and use the kiosk and apply there. I said, I don't want to do that. I'd like to talk to somebody instead. She said, well, you can't do that. I said, so is that what you did? You used the online system? And she said, yes. And she said, what you do is you just find an area that you'd like to work in, and you click that box. So you pick the area that interests you. And I said, well, I'm interested in everything. Now I'm paraphrasing because this is, months ago. I like everything, and I think I can do every job. I know I can do every job that you have there. I can be a greeter, a cashier. I can be your store accountant. I can be your computer system technician. I can repair or install your microwave communication system. I can be a customer advisor. I can be an automotive mechanic. I can be the guy that mounts the tires, the tire salesman. I think I can do every. I know I can do every job you have there. I'm your guy. And she said, well, you'll have to go online. And I said, but what about all those boxes? Do I check them all? She said, sure, check them all. So you want to be a greeter, check that. If you want to install tires, check that. If you want to install batteries and change oil, check that. If you want to stock shelves, check that. If you want to go in the cooler and take the prepackaged meat out of the cooler and freezer and put it on the in the refrigeration section, you can do that. I said, I'd really like to talk to the store manager. I'm your guy. You don't have to look at anybody else. I'm that guy. I can do it. Whatever the first opening you have is, I can do it. They wouldn't do it. Rick, you cannot go to Walmart and talk to the person who would be interviewing you for a job. You have to go through the computer AI algorithm to see what they think of you and have a computer make the decision before you get to talk to a, you know, some protoplasm.
Yeah, I know. It's a new world out there, brave new world. And it's going to go downhill from here.
I can't imagine it getting any better. I'm back to the shoe store. You know, when I was a child, my mom would take me to the shoe store, and there'd be a guy there. And you'd sit down in a chair, and you'd put your foot up on this sloped stool that he would sit on, and he would feel the width of your foot. You'd put your foot in a tool to measure the length and width, and he would say what size it was, what width it was, and he'd say, okay, well, we've got that. We've got a size 7 and a B, because you need a B width or a C width. Now it's like one wide one fits all. And when I was at the Sports Authority in Springfield, I tried on a pair of sneakers, and I said, these are for fat people. And my wife looked at me like, you really had to say it that loud? Well, I want to make sure you can hear me. Because my foot was swimming in these things, and they have like one real wide size, you know, fits all, like extra
way,
wide.
I would be remiss if I did not say this. I am utterly blown away that Greta Thunberg has been Time Magazine's Person of the Year. I would be remiss if I didn't laugh out loud and say, what's that about? This is craziness.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
So... There's no individual that's more deserving?
No, man. I mean, she's not even... It's her parents. She's not the one doing that. It's her over-eager parents and them trying to make her a movie star and living their life through her.
Yeah,
that's
and how's she gonna...
And it's nuts! Person of the Year and that look on her face. No. And that guy down that became famous because he was a survivor at that shooting in the school in Florida. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the New York cop?
I'm talking about anything. I mean, the news and media today and what Time Magazine, I used to have respect for Time Magazine.
Why would you have respect for Time Magazine now? Because
I don't. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's different.
I know. And if you look at
Time Magazine, used to be something that I respected, like Scientific American.
Yeah.
And Scientific American has gone over the edge. I'm not kidding. I can run example after example of outrageous articles that would never have appeared in the earlier versions. Time Magazine, same thing. Person of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can judge a magazine by its content, and one of the components of content of a magazine is 50% or greater advertisements. Literally. It didn't used to be like that. The magazine was for information, supported by some ads. Now it's ads greater than 50%. So you know what to do with Time Magazine and all the rest. Don't subscribe. Rick, hey, thanks so much for...
Cosmopolitan used to be something that I enjoyed. Better housekeeping.
Right. We're out of time.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we yet. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.